This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump has tweeted the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate is ready to fall, but he threatened to allow hundreds of terror groups' fighters to wreak havoc on their countries of origins if Washington's allies refuse to take them back. Trump said on Twitter, the United States is asking Britain, France, Germany, and other European allies to take back over 800 ISIS fighters that we captured in Syria and put them on trial. Iran's foreign minister on Sunday accused the U.S. administration of being obsessed with regime change in his country.
I think the United States administration is not doing anything but regime change. Only regime change. It wouldn't have withdrawn from JCPOA the way it withdrew from JCPOA had it not had the illusion that there would be regime change within a month.
Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, Mohammad Javad Zarif said the Trump administration has been, quote, listening to the wrong folks. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the conference Saturday, strongly criticizing European allies for their stance on Iran.
Time has come for our European partners to stop undermining U.S. sanctions against this murderous revolutionary regime. The time has come for our European partners to stand with us and with the Iranian people, our allies and friends in the region.
China repeatedly was singled out by the vice president as a threat to the United States and as its allies as well. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert on Saturday said she has withdrawn her name from consideration for the post of U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. President Trump had announced in December he was picking Nauert to fill the vacancy caused when Nikki Haley stepped down. There are more media reports on this situation involving Nauert. Read them on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Thursday. Speaking ahead of a weekly cabinet meeting on Sunday, Netanyahu said the important talks would focus on ways to strengthen coordination between the Israeli and Russian armies in Syria. Israel and Russia maintain a hotline to prevent their air forces from clashing over war-torn country. Netanyahu added that Israel is working toward preventing Iran from using Syria as a front in their war to destroy Israel. Protest leaders in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, say they will be back in the streets on Sunday to continue pressuring the president to resign. 10 days of protests have resulted in several deaths and property damage. The life in Haiti's capital and its suburbs slowly began to return to normal Saturday, with public transportation up and running after protest leaders announced a reprieve. This protester saying, we want Jovenel to step down. Life is hard. We have nothing to eat. There are no schools and there is no health care. Protesters are demanding the president resign due to his administration's lack of transparency, corruption, and ineffective governance. Pope Francis on Sunday asked the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican to pray for the success of the upcoming abuse conference.
Da giovedì a domenica prossima, avrà luogo in Vaticano un incontro dei presidenti.
He asked. Or he said, I invite you to pray for this event, which I wanted as an act of strong pastoral responsibility before an urgent challenge of our time. The Pope spoke the day after former U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick was expelled from the priesthood after being found guilty of sexual crimes against minors and adults. Francis asked the faithful to pray for the success of this week's meeting at the Vatican between the heads of national Catholic churches to discuss the global abuse crisis. McCarrick is the highest profile figure to be dismissed from the church in modern times. A fire tore through 200 slum homes early Sunday in the Bangladesh port of Chittagong, killing at least 8 people. The fire official told the Daily Star newspaper that all the victims were asleep when the fire raced through the homes. Another fire official told Reuters news agency that a short circuit might have caused that blaze. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.